And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing. I can understand if it was 200 years ago.
Really,
S-I-N.
Seriously
Chicago, Damon will be home on Saturday in Bellwood at the Touch of the Past. Father's Day, Sunday, he'll be at Ice Theater 10 on the West Side with Just Niche and the Wildcat. Senior correspondent Damon Williams from Chicago reports on a mom who never understood the meaning behind, "You ain't gotta tell me twice." Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as all the available tables in restaurants on Father's Day.
No reservations needed.
None at all.
None. Step right up. Group of 12, come on in.
Busload of loose dads. Come on in.
Pop on up. I know, it's terrible, ain't it? Seriously.
That is terrible.
Aw.
Yeah, and there's some good dads out there. Shouts out to my pops. Happy Father's Day.
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Check it out. Police were called to a Sam's Club in White Oak Village, Virginia. I know, that's already going bad for black people. after receiving a report that two small children were left in a hot car. Now, when they arrived, the mother, 25-year-old Laquanda Newby, was back at the vehicle after shopping in Sam's Club. And since she was back at the car, the police officer couldn't arrest her because he didn't personally witness the crime. But instead, he issued her a warrant, and she promised to turn herself in. Now, in Laquanda's defense, I'm not saying she's right, but she could have just been running there for one quick item. And if you ever been to Sam's, you know you can't go in there for one thing. You go in there for one thing, you come out with a whole buggy. Seriously. I went to Sam's one time, and I thought I was just going to need one of them little hand baskets, right? I got caught up. I ended up buying a big screen and two lawn chairs. Seriously. Luckily, though, the kids were okay. So the following Monday, Laquanda did the right thing by going to the courthouse and turning herself in. Now, the sheriff say when she did so, a citizen came into the courthouse to report that there were two children outside in a hot car alone. So this heifer went to the courthouse for leaving her kids in the car and left her kids in the car. So they kept the kids until the father came and picked them up, and the judge locked Laquanda up with no bail. Seriously. Now, that's some seriously ignorance. Now, my next story comes from Vermont. Now, have any of you all ever been called for jury duty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you go?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you serve?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I did. I used to get the notices back in the day, but I never went because, you know, I used to smoke weed, which makes you paranoid, so I thought it was a setup. I'm like, nope. How they know I'm, nope, I'm not doing it. But James Lowe from Barnett, Vermont, must have smoked a little weed, too, because when he was summoned to jury duty, he did oblige. He showed up bright and early and on time. He joined the other prospective jurors and waited for the selection process to begin. But right then, the deputies asked him to step outside, and they took him into an empty courtroom where there was a judge waiting. They did all of this because all this time, Lowe was wearing a black and white striped jumpsuit with a matching beanie. Yep, the jumpsuit like from Life in a Chain Gang.
Yeah.
So now he wasn't a prisoner. He just figured if he wore that, it was no way they would select him because he didn't want to miss work and family time, and it worked. Yeah. So the judge excused him, but not before telling him that he could have held him for contempt of court. So there's a lesson to you. If you want to get out of jury duty, dress crazy. Seriously. As serious as a waste of a perfectly good white woman. Reporting to you live.
Thank you, D. Thank you, man.
From Chicago, your chief correspondent, right, David Williams.
Throw that white woman out like that, man.
Waste of a
perfectly good white woman, man. Who you talking about, Caitlin?